This is Jacqueline DeConti for CKWE News Sports and Weather. Two more bodies were recovered Monday by police divers after a sailboat carrying 14 people sank near the Nepean Sailing Club Sunday. Sarah Mal, age 19, Rosa Bozane, age 25, both from Nepean, were both found Monday afternoon more than 24 hours after the boat they were passengers on sank in the Ottawa River during a squall, said Nepean Police Sergeant Stuart Arnault. Tim Mal, 27, Sarah's brother, was found at about 7 p.m. Sunday. Coroner Dr. James Dickinson said all had drowned. The 11 survivors were rescued by boaters from the sailing club. They were in the water for a half hour or more, and many were suffering from hypothermia. They were treated and released from hospital Sunday, Arnault said. Two people were killed and three were injured Saturday night in an explosion in a bungalow in Valcour, 90 kilometers east of Montreal. The dead were identified as Monique Coderre, 49, and Manon Lefebvre, 17, of Gracefield, Quebec, north of Hull, who was visiting in Valcour. The three injured are Robert and Maurice Lapierre and Danny Duclos. In Anchorage, a grand jury indicted the former captain of the Exxon Valdez on three felony counts Monday for his role in the worst oil spill in North American history. Joseph Hazelwood was charged with three counts of second-degree criminal mischief, said District Attorney Dwayne McConnell. If convicted, he could be sentenced to up to 15 years in prison and be fined the equivalent of $180,000 in Canadian. The indictment by the Anchorage Supreme Court panel charges Hazelwood with reckless actions before March 24, when a tanker ran aground and spilled 41 million liters of oil into Prince William Sound, McConnell said. Hazelwood's blood alcohol content was illegally high almost 11 hours after the accident. The U.S. Coast Guard said he had turned over control of the tanker to the third mate, who was not certified to pilot the ship in Prince William Sound. In Montreal, the union representing Quebec's nurses has rejected the province's latest contract offer, setting the stage for a work to rule campaign by 2,500 casually employed nurses. The nurses have been refusing to work overtime since April 21st to back contract demands. The Quebec Federation of Nurses is seeking an immediate wage hike of 20.5% and substantial benefit improvements, but the government has stuck to the 4% wage ceiling it is offering all public employees. Nurses currently are paid a starting salary of $24,240 and can earn up to $33,025 after 12 years. The union is also seeking increases in overtime differentials, more on-the-job training, and a shorter work week for nurses over 55. The union's overtime boycott has caused 2,500 casuals, part-time nurses on call whose contracts require them to work a minimum of two shifts a week, to work extra shifts and overtime. The government has offered a 10 to 14% increase in shift differentials and a $9.5 million for job training, making its total contract package worth $87 million over 3 years. No job. Chelios, late in Game 6 of their Stanley Cup semifinal series. Flyers president Jay Snyder said the club will appeal the decision to the National Hockey League's Board of Governors. "We are very disappointed at the severity of the decision regarding Ron Hextall," Snyder said. "We feel that Ron's actions, while inappropriate, did not warrant a suspension of this length." Snyder said of 50 or 60 suspensions in NHL history, the 12-game penalty is the third longest, and he didn't think the incident involving Hextall was the third worst. Hextall will have to serve the suspension in the first 12 games of next season. The league said during that time, Hextall will not be paid. The goalie, who served an 8-game suspension at the start of the 1987-88 season after slashing Edmonton Kent Nielsen during the 1987 Stanley Cup Final, met with NHL Executive Vice President Brian O'Neill last week regarding the Chelios attack. Stanley Cup playoffs will resume this evening on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. Montreal will face the Calgary Flames, and the series is tied 2 games apiece. And turning to baseball in the American League, the Cleveland Indians defeated Jack Morris for the first time ever in Tiger Stadium by hitting 4 home runs in the first 3 innings to beat Detroit Monday night. The Indians had 7 runs and the Tigers 3. Dave Schmidt allowed 2 hits in 7-plus innings, and Mike Devereaux had 2-run triple to lead Baltimore past Chicago. The Orioles had 5, White Sox 1. Pitching's been a struggle for Dave Steeb lately. Toronto's veteran right-hander took his 3rd consecutive loss as Minnesota scored 4 times in the 3rd inning Monday afternoon on their way to a decision over the Blue Jays. The Twins had 6 runs and the Blue Jays 2. And the Texas Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals with a 4-1 run. And now turning to CKWE's weather report. For today, sunny with some cloudy periods, a high of 21 to 23. Variable cloudiness for tonight, a low of 7 to 10. And for Wednesday, sunny in the morning, clouding over later in the afternoon, a high of 19 to 22. For Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy for both days, with a 60% chance of showers, a high of 24 and a low of 10.
And that was CKWE Noontime News, Sports and Weather.
Thursday won't be playing in the playoffs. The Devils had a score of 7, the Capitals 4. Joey Mullen was right when he said it wasn't a typical Calgary-Edmonton game that ended the regular NHL season for both Smythe Division clubs, and the Calgary Flames had a 4 and the Oilers 2. Ray Bourque broke a 1-1 second period tie, and Bobby Carpenter added a key goal with 37 seconds left, lifting Boston to a victory over Hartford with a score of Bruins 3 and Whalers 2. The Bruins move into NHL playoffs with 4 victories in 5 games. Pat LaFontaine and Mikko Mäkelä each scored 2 goals to lead the Islanders past the Rangers with the score of Islanders 6 and the Rangers 4. And this is Jacqueline for CKWE's Sports.
Turning to the weather, cloudy with a chance of showers late in the day. Today's high of plus 5 to plus 7 degrees. Clearing for tonight with the overnight low of near 0 degrees. And for Tuesdays tomorrow, mostly cloudy with fog in the morning with occasional rain in the afternoon and a high of plus 5 to plus 7. Wednesday and Thursday's outlook, periods of rain are in the forecast with Wednesday's high near minus 1 and a high plus 12. And Thursday's temperatures low minus 1 and a high near plus 9 degrees. And that was our CKWE News, Sports and Weather. At 6:30, this is the evening news. In Cornwall, Mohawk Chief Mike Mitchell will get his chance to fight Canada Customs in court on the Mohawk rights to move personal goods across the United States border without paying duties and taxes. After a preliminary hearing on Monday, Mitchell was committed to stand trial on 3 charges resulting from a mass protest march in March of 1988. All charges were laid after Mitchell, accompanied by about 500 Mohawks, drove a pickup truck loaded with American goods through the Cornwall Island border post. And Provincial Court Judge Michael Fitzpatrick committed Mitchell on the nearby Akwesasne Reserve to stand trial on charges of violating the Canada Customs Act and smuggling. A trial date will be set on Thursday. Mohawks claim the Jay Treaty of 1794, signed by Great Britain and the United States, gives them the freedom to move back and forth across the border with personal goods without having to pay duties and taxes. The only land access between the reserve's Cornwall Island sector, which is in the Ontario and St. Regis Village, which is in the Quebec, went through the United States' New York portion. But due to technicality, the Canadian government, relying on the 1956 Supreme Court ruling, does not recognize the border crossing clause contained in the Jay Treaty. The court ruled that the treaty was not approved by the federal government and therefore it is not bound by the treaty. Mitchell has been charged with failing to make proper declaration on imported goods, evading the payments of duties and taxes on goods being brought to Canada and smuggling. The Mohawk leader elected trial by judge alone during his court appearance on Monday, and if found guilty, Mike Mitchell faces a maximum penalty on each count of 5 years in jail. And in Thurso, a conciliator has been appointed to try to negotiate an end strike by the forest product workers of Jane McLaren Industries Incorporation in the Outaouais. Labor negotiator Roland Marco has been appointed to meet with the union and company representatives in Montreal Friday. The 350 members of the forest workers on Local 2995 of the Canadian Paper Workers Union walked off the job Sunday to protest slow contract negotiations. Talks broke off Thursday. Striking workers are the lumberjacks, heavy equipment operators, and truck drivers who supply lumber to McLaren's paper and sawmills in Thurso. They have been without a contract since April of 1988. Liberal leader John Turner has reprimanded several of his own MPs after finance critic Roy McLaren was attacked for being soft on the government, party sources say. Turner laid down the law at the special caucus meeting on Monday and said a round of criticism heaped on McLaren 2 weeks ago violated caucus rules to solidarity. The leader said it was his job to evaluate the critics' performance, but only he has the right to ask for critics' resignation. McLaren came under fire from several caucuses, colleagues privately and publicly, for his suggestion in an interview that the federal government could tax back old-age security and family allowance benefits for those who don't need them and to help pay off the deficit. The Liberals have opposed such a policy. The finance critic later backed down from the suggestion, but caucus colleagues attacked him anyway. Newfoundland Liberal George Baker urged Turner to fire him. Sources said Turner telephoned Baker an hour before Monday's meeting and reprimanded him, and later in front of the caucus, that Baker should have known better than to say a senior critic should be removed. Although only Baker was singled out in the caucus meeting, the sources said Turner was also upset with other comments by Montreal MP Jean-Claude Melpart. And Baker would not only acknowledge Turner phoned him, but refused to discuss what was said. Turner also refused to make comments. And in Thunder Bay, 8 Native students who have been on a hunger strike for almost 2 weeks headed to Ottawa on Monday to identify their protests against a new federal funding policy on Indian education. They plan to start a sit-in today outside the office of Indian Affairs Minister Pierre Cadieu. 21 games last year won their season's opener, beating American League East champion Boston on Craig Worthington's 11th.